Good morning, everyone. I'd like to thank Benboa and the praise team for doing such a wonderful job today. You know, as Benboa thinks he's a young person, he hangs around with all the young people.
Benboa 一定认为他是一个很年轻的人，他跟这些年轻的小孩们混在一起。
Actually, when I get to heaven, I'm going to practice singing verses in Chinese as well as English.
当我到天上的时候，我也要学习不只是唱英文的歌，也同时会唱中文的歌。
It was by design. We knew that we were going to be having four services this summer as joint services.
今年我们特别设计了，说有四个礼拜天，我们大家会在一起，所有不同的堂会在一起。
I think it's wonderful that all three of our congregations, English, Cantonese, and Mandarin, can worship together.
我们很高兴今天我们三个堂，英文堂、广东组堂跟国语堂可以在一起。
It gives us a chance to see the love that we have for one another.
有机会让我们大家能够看到在我们当中神的爱。
And I can say that I'm very privileged to be part of this church.
我非常荣幸的今天可以成为我们教会的一部分。
We're going to take some time now to contemplate our wonderful Savior, Jesus Christ.
今天早上我们希望能够来思想我们在基督里面的完全。
We're going to find today that we are complete in Jesus.
今天我们知道我们在基督里面是完全的。
Let's look at Colossians chapter 2, verses 8 through 15.
我们今天大家一起来思考哥罗西书第二章第八节到十五节里面所说的。
I'm going to read one verse and then Brother Paul is going to translate into Chinese.
牧师会读一节英文的，然后会来帮忙读一节是中文的。
Please follow along with us as we read.
请我们大家一起来看这几节经节。
See to it that no one takes you captive through philosophy and empty deception according to the tradition of men, according to the elementary principles of the world rather than according to Christ.
你们要谨慎，恐怕有人用他的理学和虚空的妄言，不照着基督乃照人间的遗传和世上的小学，就把你们掳去了。
For in him all the fullness of deity dwells in bodily form.
因为神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里面。
And in him you have been made complete, and he is the head over all rule and authority.
你们在他里面得了丰盛，他是各样执政掌权者的元首。
And in him you were also circumcised with a circumcision made without hands, and the removal of the body of flesh by the circumcision of Christ.
你们在他里面也受了不是人手所行的割礼，乃是基督使你们脱去肉体情欲的割礼。
Having been buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised up with him through faith in the working of God, who raised him from the dead.
你们既受洗与他一同埋葬，也就在此与他一同复活。
And when you were dead in transgressions and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he made you alive together with him, having forgiven us all our transgressions.
都因信那叫他从死里复活神的功用，你们从前在过犯和未受割礼的肉体中死了。
Having cancelled out the certificate of debt consisting of decrees against us, and which was hostile to us, he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross.
神赦免你们一切的过犯，使你们与基督一同活过来。
And when he had disarmed the rulers and authorities, he made a public display of them, having triumphed over them through him.
又涂抹了在律例上所写攻击我们有碍于我们的字句，把它撤去，钉在十字架上。
This morning we will discover from the word of God that Jesus Christ makes us complete.
今天早上我们要从神的话语里面来发现耶稣基督乃是那无以伦比完全的救赎主。
As our incomparable complete Savior and provides us with complete and eternal salvation.
他给我们是完全和永久的救赎。
First of all, our complete Savior.
第一个，他是我们完全的救赎主。
His complete doctrine.
他给我们是完备的教导。
And I'll read verse 8 again. See to it that no one takes you captive through philosophy and empty deception according to the tradition of men, according to the elementary principles of the world, rather than according to Christ.
我重新读一下第八节，这里说， 他的你们要谨慎，恐怕有人用他的理学和虚空的妄言，不照着基督，乃照着人间的遗传和世上的小学，就把你们掳去。
See, the church at Colossae was being assaulted by false teachers who taught various deceptive philosophies.
很明显的，在哥罗西的教会显然受到假先知的攻假教师的攻击，他们教导是用虚空的妄言。
These philosophies included magical practices, the ABCs of current first century religions.
他们这些是包括用魔法或者第一世纪的时候基本的宗教手法。
It also included zodiac and calendar observances, food distinctions, and elemental spirit beings.
他们不外是用星象和日历上要求我们照着去遵行的这些。
Here in America and around the world, Satan continues today to mount his deceptive attack against the church and humanity as a whole.
今天撒旦依然在用不同的手法在攻击神的教会跟我们的人类。
Speaking of deception, there's a story about a medical student who spent his summer working as a butcher in the daytime and a hospital orderly in the evenings.
说到欺骗或者是诡诈，这边有一个故事是关于有一个医学院的学生他在炎炎夏天白天在做一个卖肉的这个的地方做工人，晚上在医院里面做实习的医生。
Both jobs involve wearing white lab coat.
那这两个工作都要求他会要穿白色的衣服。
One evening, he was instructed to wheel a patient on a stretcher into surgery.
有天晚上，他需要把一个人推进手术室里面，动手术。
The patient, a woman, looked up at the student and let out a loud, terrifying scream.
这个女病人一抬头一看，大叫不好啊。
Oh no, she cried, it's the butcher!
她说，这是卖肉的那个屠夫。
See, life can be a little deceptive.
那也听起来是有一点，有欺骗的，这个的样子。
Has nothing to do with the sermon.
跟我们今天要讲的东西是没有关系的。
But we got to laugh a little bit, right?
但是我们就是让大家能够轻松一点。
There are cults and false teachers who are seeking to take gullible people captive.
今天有很多异端和假师傅，他们要掳那些容易受欺骗的人。
How, you may ask?
你说他们怎么样做？
Our secularist society today dismisses Christianity as a conventional religion.
今天我们在世俗的社会里面，很多人会把基督教当作是传统的一个宗教。
This may explain why there's so many people looking out with a widespread enthusiasm for alternative religions.
为什么今天会有这么许多不同的所谓的宗教的产生
？People raised in traditional Christian homes are looking elsewhere for.New and trendy ways to cope with life.
在传统的基督教家庭里面长大的孩子们，今天会想尽办法去找那些新潮的玩意来帮助他们。
For instance, there's an electrician where I work who he may have been shocked by electricity like one too many times.
在我上班的地方有一个电工也可能他可能被电击太多次了吧。
Anyways, he takes treks to Egypt.To sit inside a pyramid where he's supposed to soak up the magical powers that are there.
他特别要去埃及，然后去坐在金字塔里面，想要吸收那些魔法给他的能力。
He has even made a pyramid at home and he sits underneath it and he tries to seek empower himself to find inward peace and tranquility.
他甚至在家里帮他自己建立一个金字塔，然后有空的时候就坐在里面，想从里面得到。那个心里平安跟这个安慰。
Anyways, Jesus in Matthew 7:15 said, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves."
耶稣在马太福音七章十五节里面来提醒我们，他说：“你们要防备那些假先知，他们到你们这里来，外面披着羊皮，里面就是残暴的狼。”
If you notice, people are usually attracted to religions that have no teaching of human sin.Or its consequences.
Yeah, 一般的人特别会受到那些从来不教导人有罪或者有罪的后果的宗教 的吸引。
They look for personal fulfillment and only find selfism.
他们通常要想到自我的满足。
They look for good fortunes through astrologers and palm readers.
他们会尝试从星象或天体中去寻找那个好的运道。
You can find these on the streets of Ann Arbor today.
今天在 Ann Arbor 的路上，你说不定就会看到许多这样的人。
We find tarot card readers and psychics.
很多人会借着这些星象的东西来找他们所想寻找的真理。
Other people believe that the goal of life is to become successful as the world describes success.
今天我们很多人会想用想人生一生的目的就是要找社会上所定义为所谓的成功。
However, a personal relationship with Jesus Christ of Christianity is the only way, the only remedy for spiritual emptiness that's deep down in our souls.
但是我们个人和基督的关系是唯一可以帮助我们在找到我们心中的空虚能够得到填满的一个方法。
If you today are an unbeliever, the world around you and the flesh within you,
如果你今天还没有信主，你周围的世界，你心中的欲望，
And the devil, who is the god of this world, wants to damn your eternal soul.
和撒旦就是这个世界的神希望让你的灵魂受到永远的咒诅。
Put your faith in Jesus Christ, the true Son of God, who loves you so much.
把你的信仰建立在基督里，因为他是唯一真神的儿子，他很爱你。
He loved you so much that he was willing to give his life so that you could have eternal life.
甚至为你舍命，让你能有一天在天堂享受永生。
Who is this Jesus Christ?
这个耶稣到底是谁呢?
Paul gives the answer through the God-breathed, inspired pages of the Bible.
保罗借着神话语里面来回答这个问题。
We will see first of all that Jesus Christ is complete deity.
第一个，耶稣是完全的神性。
Paul proclaimed that all the fullness of the Godhead dwells in Christ.
保罗向我们宣告，神本性一切的丰盛都居住在基督里。
The word fullness is translated by the Greek word pleroma.
一切的丰盛在希腊文里面是称为 pleroma.
It means the sum total of all that God is, His being and His attributes.
这个意思是神所有的一切，包括他自己和他的属性。
These false teachers or Gnostics from the Greek word for knowledge taught that to share in the pleroma was the spiritual point of the Gnostic religious experience.
异端的教师这个包括诺斯底派在希腊文里面的意思是寻求知识。
You see, false teachers and cults always, they always confuse and they also distort the word of truth.
这些诺斯底派异端的教师们他们经常要曲解神的话。
The fundamental test, and these are two,of the teachings of religion, of the religious teachings are these.
所有宗教信仰里面最重要的一个测试是
If I confused you, these are two tests.
有两个不同的测试。
Does this teaching of this particular group deny the deity of Jesus Christ?
他们的教导到底是不是否认基督的神性？
And is the salvation that this group teaches, is it based upon the grace of God through faith alone in Jesus Christ apart?
另外一个测试就是说这个救恩是不是只靠神的恩典和对基督的信仰。
See, Jesus himself said that I and the Father are one.
耶稣在约翰福音里面告诉我们说我与神原为一。
And he's also said in John 14:9, he who has seen me has seen the Father.
并且他在约翰福音14章第9节说人看见了我就是看见了父。
The writer of Hebrews In Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 3 wrote this.
希伯来书的作者在希伯来书一章第三节也如此说。
The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of His being.
基督是神荣耀所发出来的光辉，是神本体的真相。
Sustaining all things by His powerful word.
常用他的全能的命令托住万有。
And after he had provided purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty in heaven.
他洗净人的罪就坐在高大至大者的右边。
Let's review how the Gnostics sought to diminish the deity of Jesus, the Son of God.
我们来看看诺斯底派的说法跟这个神基督的神性的抵触。
We'll see the Gnosticism versus the truth of God's word.
我们看诺斯底派如何说，然后神的话语怎么说。
The Gnostics taught that Jesus is a low-ranking emanation of God.
诺斯底派他们的说法说耶稣只不过是神国中的一个地位很低的一个表征。
The Bible teaches that Jesus is the express image of God.
但是圣经告诉我们，耶稣就是神本体的形象。
Gnostics taught that the angels rank at least as high as Jesus.
诺斯底派的说法是天使的地位至少跟耶稣是同等的。
And the Bible teaches that Jesus is preeminent, he's first place.
但是圣经告诉我们，耶稣是至高者。
The Gnostics taught that God created Jesus.
诺斯底派的说法是耶稣是受造的。
And if you notice, this is on the side, if you notice some of the groups like Mormonism, Scientology, Jehovah's Witnesses, they all teach this very truth.
你们会发现到说许多我们所知道的异端，像比如讲耶和华见证人、摩门等等啊，他们的教导就是如此。
See, they teach one thing, but the Bible teaches that Jesus is eternal. He is the creator.
他们教导是说耶稣是被造的，但是我们知道神的话语告诉我们耶稣是神。
Gnostics taught that the Spirit of God came on the man Jesus at his baptism and left him at the crucifixion.
诺斯底派的说法是说圣灵当基督受洗的时候降在他身上，但是被钉十字架上的时候就离开了他。
And as we're learning today, the fullness of God resides in the person of Jesus.
但是今天我们知道神的话语说神一切的丰盛都是在基督里。
Now we're going to look at his complete domination.
我们今天也要同时来看看他完全的掌权。
In him, that's Jesus, you have been made complete. He is the head over all rule and authority.
第十节里面告诉我们啊，你们在他里面也得了丰盛，他是各样执政掌权者的元首。
And those of us who are Christians, because we're in Christ, we may draw upon him as an inexhaustible source of all that we need.
因为我们在基督里，我们可以从他支取那从来不会缺乏的资源，来满足我们的需求。
Peter writes in 2 Peter 1:3,
彼得在彼得后书第一章第三节如此说，
His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness.
神的神能已将一切关乎生命和敬虔的事赐给我们，皆因我们认识那用自己荣耀和美德召我们的主。
We are complete in Christ.
我们在基督里已经是完全了。
Don't let anyone tell you that you need anything other than Jesus Christ.
不要让任何人告诉你说你需要除了基督之外的任何东西。
This morning you may have a physical need.
今天早上你可能在身体上。
You may have a spiritual need or an emotional need.
灵性上或者是情感上的需要。
Jesus Christ our Savior and the Holy Spirit of God within us will provide for us all we need.
我们的救主耶稣基督和在我们心里的圣灵已经为我们预备去面对所有的困难。
He will meet every problem, every sorrow, and every disappointment we have.
他会帮助我们经过所有的困难、忧愁和失望。
Take your eyes off your problems and place them on the provider.
把你的眼睛注目在你的供应者，而不是在你的问题上面。
Turn away from the sorrow and turn toward the shepherd of your souls who can, who's here to comfort you with his wide arms of compassion.
离开你的忧愁，面向你灵魂的牧者，他在此要张开他的怜悯的臂膀来安慰你。
There's many of us who face disappointment and despair. We must reach out to the one who can deliver us.
今天我们正面对失望或绝望的人，需要来到我们的拯救者，耶稣，我们的主就是我们的需要。
Jesus, our Lord, will be a balm of soothing of oil in Gilead for the walking wounded.
耶稣我们的主就是在基列作为我们受伤者乳香的那一位。
Our Savior is the Alpha and Omega. He's the sovereign God of this universe.
他是创始成终的主，在宇宙中掌权的神。
To whom we can come to receive wisdom and direction for our lives.
我们可以在到他这里来得智慧和寻求方向。
Don't we all want to know what's going to happen in our lives?
我们是不是都想知道说我们会什么事情会在我们生命中发生呢？
Don't you wish you could make a phone call to God and God would say, okay, this is what you need to do tomorrow?
你会不会希望说有一天你可以打电话跟神问神说，哎，我明天应该怎么做？
We just have to open up His Word and pray and He will give us direction.
我们需要的就是把神的话语打开来好好的来看，然后他就会给我们我们的方向。
Finally, when the world around us seems to be falling apart,
最后当我们看到在我们旁边的世界正在崩溃。
We can turn to Psalm 46 verses 1 and 10 and 11.
我们可以到诗篇那里，诗篇诗人在诗篇46章第一节跟第10到11节告诉我们。
There's been many times I've turned to this passage. It says, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble.
我经常会读这里面所讲神的话语，他说神是我们的避难所，是我们的力量。
Don't you love this verse? Be still and know that I am God.
这里又告诉我们说，你要安静，在这里讲我们要安静，要等候神。
I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted over all the earth.
我必在外邦中被尊崇，在遍地上被尊崇。
The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress.
这个万军之耶和华与我们同在，雅各的神是我们的避难所。
Jesus Christ is our complete Savior.
耶稣基督是我们全备的永久的救赎。
And then secondly, Jesus Christ provides us with a complete and eternal salvation.
第二，耶稣给我们全然的救赎。
Our salvation is based on the grace of God through faith alone in Jesus Christ, apart from good works.
我们是依靠神，而不是依靠我们的行为。
First of all, we have a complete acceptance.
我们能够被完全的接受。
In him you were also circumcised with a circumcision made without hands.
第11节里面告诉我们，你们在他里面也受了不是人手所行的割礼，乃是基督使你们脱去肉体情欲的割礼。
In the removal of the body of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ. The only, yeah, I know you did a whole verse that time. He tries to trick me up all the time. Only a cleansing of heart can make sinners, whether Jews or Gentiles, acceptable to God.
只有受过清洁的心的罪人，不管是犹太人或是外邦人，才能被神所接纳。
Paul says in Galatians 6:15.
保罗在加拉太书6章15节说道。
Neither circumcision or uncircumcision means anything. What counts is a new creation.
行割礼或没行割礼都不重要，最重要的乃是一个新造的人。
See, the Gnostics made much out of the rite of circumcision.
诺斯底派的学说不断地在强调犹太人的割礼。
At one time, it was a sign of obedience to God's covenant promises.
割礼曾经是人遵行神诫命应许的一个表征。
But by the first century, it became a fundamental badge of a membership to God's people.
但是到了第一世纪的时候，它变成了一个象征属神指明的一个护照。
Circumcision is a meaningless sign unless it signifies a cleansed heart that can only come through salvation that's found in Christ.
除非我们的心被洗清，在主里已得救，不然的话，割礼是完全没有意义的。
We see from this passage there's also a complete identification between us and Jesus Christ.
从这一段经文里面，我们也可以学习到说，我们现在已经与他完全的合一。
Having been buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised with him through faith in the working of God who raised him from the dead.
在12节跟13节里面告诉我们，你们既然受洗，与他一同埋葬，也就与他一同复活。
And verse 13 says, And when you were dead in your transgressions and the uncircumcision of your flesh.
都因信那叫他从死里复活神的功用，你们从前在过犯和未受割礼的肉体中死了，神赦免了你们一切的过犯，便叫你们与基督一同活过来。
Identification with Christ's burial and resurrection frees believers from the slavery of sin and gives them the new life that we have in Jesus Christ.
与基督同死同复活的时候，他就可以把我们从做罪的奴仆中释放出来，让我们与基督里有一个新的生命。Paul
writes in 2 Corinthians 5:17.
在哥林多后书5章17节里面，保罗告诉我们。
He says, Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things passed away, behold, all things have come new.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
I love to baptize people.
我很喜欢来为人施洗。
I love to take them and dunk them in the water.
我很喜欢把他们放在水里面。
And I love to bring them back up.
我很喜欢把他们从水里面再带上来。
And I notice when I bring them back up, they seem to be very happy.
我经常注意到他们起来说他们会很高兴。
See, water baptism is a very vivid picture of our united relationship with Jesus Christ.
受洗是一个很清楚、很清晰的图画，描述我们跟基督的联合。
See, we are united Him, we united with Him in our burial and our death, burial, and then resurrection.
我们和他一起死、埋葬和复活。
And this new relationship that we have with Jesus Christ gives us the ability to say no to sin and say yes to God's righteousness.
这个在基督里面的新生命能帮助我们向罪死，却照着神的公义而活。
We also have a complete forgiveness in verses 13 and 14.
在经节第13跟14节里面，他讲到完全的赦免。
He made you alive together with Him, having forgiven us all our transgressions, having cancelled out the certificate of debt consisting of decrees against us, which made us hostile to us, and He has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross.
神赦免了你们一切的过犯，叫你们与基督一同活过来，又涂抹了在律例上所写攻击我们、有碍于我们的字句，把它撤去，钉在十字架上。
See, God pardoned our sins on the basis of His grace.Not on the basis of our merit.
神在恩典里面赦免了我们的罪，不是因为我们的好行为。
God has wiped away all the believers' trespasses because Jesus paid the debt with His blood.
神把我们所有的罪全部涂抹，是因耶稣基督的宝血付清我们的罪债。
I have in my hand, I have in my hand here a written list of all the sins of James Chang.
在这我这个板子上面我可以我写下来所有这个郑昭宪弟兄他所犯过的罪。
The trouble was, I started writing them and I realized, you know, I don't have enough room to write all the sins.
我把这些全部写下来我后来发现到说其实我这个板子不够写所有的罪状。
Actually, this is a picture of any believer's sins.
其实这个板上所写的是所有我们信主的人所犯的罪。
Christ's sacrifice on the cross is the basis for our forgiveness.
耶稣基督钉死在十字架上来付清我们所有一切的罪。
Aren't you thankful today that Jesus Christ forgave your sins?
你会不会很高兴说今天神耶稣在十字架上为你牺牲来抹清所有的罪。
All that are happy that God has forgiven your sins say praise the Lord.
所有觉得说你很高兴神借着耶稣基督说 Amen.
Say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. 赞美神。
Another Pentecostal day. Good. Jesus Christ canceled our sins. Literally, He wiped our sins away.
耶稣今天用他的血把我们的罪全部抹清了。
You see, in the first century, debts that were owed were written on parchment, which was animal skin.
在第一世纪的时候，所有人如果他欠别人债的话，这都要写在一个动物的这个皮的上面。
And these debts, once paid, could be washed away from the parchment.
可是当你付清所有的债完之后，你就可以把这些罪状在皮上面呢，可以把它洗掉。
In the same way, Jesus Christ wiped away.Our sins by the substitutionary death of Jesus Christ.
同样的，我们今天的罪是由基督代替我们的死就抹去了。
So when Jesus Christ died for you and you accepted the forgiveness of your sins,
所以当耶稣基督死在十字架上，然后他的血洗清你的罪的时候
，The Bible says He wiped away our sins.
圣经就告诉我们说，他就把这些罪全部把它擦掉。
Can you see them anymore?
你们还能看到吗
They're gone.
已经不在了
Because Jesus wiped them away.
因为耶稣的宝血洗清了
Martin Luther said this.
马丁路德曾经说过
Thou Christ art my sin, my curse.
你的基督是我的罪我的诅咒
Or rather, he says, I am thy sin.Thy curse.
不是，其实我是你的罪，你的诅咒。
Thy death, thy wrath of God.
你的死，神的震怒，在你身上。
And thy hell.
你的地狱。
Contrary wise, he says, thou art my righteousness, my blessing, my life.
从另外一方面来看的话，其实你是我的公义，你是我的祝福，你是我的生命。
My grace of God and my heaven.
是神借着你所赐给我的恩典。
We see from the PowerPoint up above us that our debt is paid through the person of Jesus Christ, our loving Savior.
在这个上面我们看到，可清楚地看到我们的慈爱的基督付了我们的罪债。
We weren't able to take our communion today.
我们今天不会有这个圣餐。
Because we couldn't find the right size cups.
我们忘了我们那个杯子。
However, what we're trying to do today is to give you a picture of what communion really means.
但是我希望今天能够借这个圣餐这件事情，让我们能够清楚地看到到底是什么意义。
Communion means that Jesus Christ paid for your sins through His blood and through the sacrifice of His body.
圣餐是表征基督在十字架上为我们流血。
And He reached out His arms to be hung on the cross so that you might be able to come into His arms and receive forgiveness of sins.
他在十字架上张开他的手他愿意欢迎你进入他的国度。
I will never get over the fact that Jesus Christ loved me enough, a terrible sinner.To die for me on the cross of Calvary.
我从来没有办法想象基督在十字架上为了我这个罪人而愿意舍身。
And we also, to conclude, we have complete victory in Jesus Christ.
今天我们还要来看当耶稣在十字架上的时候，他就全然的得胜。
Jesus defeated and disarmed the devil at Calvary, and now leads his followers in triumphant victory.
基督在加略山上击败了魔鬼，现在带领我们走在得胜的凯旋道上。
See, Paul here is drawing on the image of a Roman Empire celebrating his victories.
保罗在这里是用罗马的君王在战胜敌人之后，带着被击败的敌人游行进入罗马的这个景象。
He did this by leading a long procession of defeated enemies through the streets of Rome to thunderous applause and ringing shouts of the crowds of the people.
当这个君王他得胜的时候，他在游行进入罗马，旁边成群的人拍手跟欢呼。
Behind the scenes in Jesus' crucifixion on Golgotha,
在基督哥哥他山上被钉十字架的背后
，not visible to any spectators,
没有很多人在看的情况底下
，Our Savior Jesus Christ became a victor to the shame and punishment of the cross of death.
基督借着羞辱和被受到钉十字架上刑罚和惩罚成了得胜者。
Satan, who thought he was going to be the victor, became the greatest loser of all times.
而撒旦以为他已经得胜了，但是他却成了最大的失败者。
Jesus conquered death and hell and now sits exalted on the right hand of God Almighty, enthroned in heaven.
耶稣战胜了死亡和阴间，现在坐在至高者神的右边。
During the American Civil War,
在美国内战的时候
，A farmer in New York was drafted for the Union Army.
在纽约有一个农夫被征兵去作战。
His wife died, and he was the sole support for his young children.
他太太已经去世，他是唯一在家中能够照顾他小孩的。
But then an unmarried man in town who had no dependents came to his home and offered to go to war in his place.
但是在城里面有一个单身的，没有人需要依靠他的。他来到这个农夫的家里，他告诉他，他愿意带他去当兵。
For the sake of his children, the man accepted the offer.
为了他小孩的缘故，这个农夫就接受了。
His generous friend marched off to battle, and in the first engagement, he was shot and killed.
这位仁兄就勇敢地上了战场，在第一场战争里面就被打死了。
When the farmer heard what happened, he went to the scene of the battle and brought back the young man's body.
当这农夫听到了，就去战场把这个人的尸体带回来，把他埋葬。
He buried his cherished friend in the churchyard and had these words engraved on his headstone.
他把这个亲爱的朋友的尸体把他埋在教会里边的这个坟场，在墓碑上他这样写。
He died for me.
他为了我而死。
Jesus died.In your place,
但是耶稣却为了你而死
so that you might be able to live a victorious life in Him.
所以今天你可以活出一个得胜的生命。
Our Savior Jesus offers himself to you today.
今天耶稣为了你把他自己献上。
Your Savior.
你的救世主。
Your Lord.
他是你的主。
And your salvation.
而且是使你得救的。
Believe in him today and you may be received into the family of God.
如果你愿意相信他做你的救主，他会接你进入他的家。
Let's just take a few moments to contemplate this and to pray.
我们现在安静，我们自己来思想，然后我们来祷告。
Dear Lord, we ask you, Lord, through your Spirit, to convict hearts today of their need for salvation.
亲爱的主，求主今天来让我们的心里面能够清楚的知道，说主，你为我们舍身。
With every eye closed and every head bowed.
我们眼睛闭着，我们头低着。
If there is someone here today that would say, Pastor, pray for me that I might receive this wonderful Jesus who died for me as my Savior.
如果今天我们当中有人愿意说，牧师，你今天请你为我祷告，我愿意接受基督做我的救主。
With no one looking around, would you raise your hand, Pastor, pray for me?
没有人在看的情况底下，如果你有这样的感动的话，你愿不愿意举起手说，请你为我祷告？
Are there those who like?Us to pray for you today.
有没有人愿意举手接受主，然后愿意让我们来为你们祷告？
Dear God, convict hearts, Lord, and challenge us to live godly lives for you.
慈爱天父，求主你今天来让我们心里面能够深知道说，主你为我们死，你为我们活。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
我们奉耶稣基督的名求，阿门。